we have Matt and Debbie from ilostmydog.org. Good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming in on this horrible day. I understand we had a runner yesterday. Everything work out all right?
Everything is fine. You know, that's like a common thing. That's every day.
Yeah, right.
our life is never the same day to day.
I have to tell you, and I told our audience that I got lost for about an hour on your website the other day, because you have so much information and so many wonderful tips for people. And just your story alone. So I know you've been here before, but I've never had the pleasure of meeting with you. So I'm very excited to have you here today. Let's tell our listeners exactly what it is that you do.
Well, what we do is we're a free service of all volunteers, and we go out and we help dog owners find their dogs when they're missing.
Okay, so in other words, if my dog left an unplanned trip, I can contact you guys, and you're going to go out there with your army of people, and you're going to find my dog?
That's correct. We're going to try to find it. We can't guarantee, but we'll do everything we can.
We do our best.
Unbelievable.
But we've been pretty successful.
I saw your success stories.
Yeah, we've been very successful, and I thank God for that. And I'm not a holy roller, but I have a strong faith in God, and I feel that He has helped us on every single search.
Now, you know, one of the things that Preferred Company loves to spotlight are people who have had adversity or something in their lives that changes them, and they use that opportunity to do good and to give back and pay it forward. Romeo. Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Yeah. And he's the one that started all of this, just because at the time when he escaped, there was nobody to go to, nobody to get help from. Well, we were helpless, and you can't think straight. You just can't think straight. So after that happened and we finally got him back home, we started looking for people to help because we knew that helpless feeling.
I love it.
Yeah, we actually would go on Craigslist, and if he saw someone saying that they had lost their dog, we would contact them and offer to come out and help them. And through the years, people said, oh, you could charge for that service, but we can't, because we personally feel that I can't take advantage of someone at such a helpless moment in their life. And you know what? Paying it forward, God's made a way for us.
Yeah.
He's made a way. So even though we spend money from our pockets, all our volunteers do, and he's made a way for us to continue the work that we do financially and in many other ways. A lot of people that we've helped find their dogs, they'll buy us signs to put on, you know, lawn signs, or many different ways they've helped us.
Well, you are a not-for-profit. You are a registered not-for-profit organization, well, so people can donate to your...
We became a 501c3 nonprofit in 2014, but we've been doing this since 2006, I think, 2006.
Wow. God bless you both. Let's talk a little bit about some of the tips that you gave and things that... The first thing, the dog is gone. What are the first things that people should do besides calling you? And you also have tips what to do, what not to do, which is equally as important. Let's talk about that.
First thing they do, if they walk the dog, which everybody should be walking their dog on a daily basis, follow that trail that they walk the dog on. Like when we walk our dogs, it's in the neighborhood. It's the same path. So God forbid they do get out, they know how to get back.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk to neighbors. We talk to people along the way. We hand out flyers or cards.
That's what we do, but what you should do as the owner right away is call the police. Let them know, because you don't know, somebody might have found the dog
right
that quick. And you call animal control, because you want to make sure that the dog wasn't found. Animal control picked them up.
Well, let me stop you for 1 second. Let's say I find a dog.
Mm-hmm.
What should I do? What should be the first thing I do as a person who finds this stray dog?
Call the police or animal control.
Okay, so if everybody's doing the same thing and on the same page, and then what do I do with it?
Well,
keep it at my...
Well, you hold on to it until animal control comes. But also now, social media, you know, for us has been phenomenal.
Oh, it's a blessing, right?
Yes.
It dropped in
a
your
blessing.
Lap.
Because let's say you found a dog, you're on one of our pages, you'd post the picture of that dog that you found it, and who knows that the owner isn't on there posting that they just lost them. We've had a dog recovered within 15 minutes.
As a matter
because
of fact, just today before we came here, we got a phone call of a dog somebody had spotted out in the rain, and they called us. They posted it right away.
Island Heights.
Yeah, in Island Heights, and within 10 minutes, the owner was there picking up the dog.
Now, aren't you ever a little bit afraid? I mean, there's a way to approach an animal. I watch all, you know, I'm an animal lover,
yeah.
And I get all the videos of all the rescue organizations and the SPCAs and all that. And, you know, you see these very frightened animals. I mean, some of these are street dogs. They're not necessarily pets. But how do you, there's a very careful way to approach a pet, correct?
Correct. The first thing is you have to stay calm, because if you're nervous, the dog is going to sense your nervousness, and it's going to make it even harder to get.
It's very hard, especially for owners, not to get excited if you spot the dog. And we've had even volunteers, you know, doing this for the first time, get excited. And when we tell them, you can't get excited, because you're going to see a dog. Once a dog goes missing, they go into survival mode. So they're almost, some of them, depending on the dog, they go into like shock. And so they're afraid of everything. They're going to run even from their owners. And we recently had a dog that, well, actually, we trained. We had two of our dogs trained from 4 months old.
I saw that. So they're like your sniffers out there.
They're our search and rescue dogs.
I love it.
Our dog, Raven, was just certified as a search dog. And she went on her first live search a few weeks ago for a little Shih Tzu lost.
Those little dogs.
Within 10 minutes. She sniffed the dog out, and we spotted it. And, I mean, I was so proud of her. And it's, you never get tired of seeing, like, they could be crazy, mischievous puppies at home tearing the house up. But the minute we put those vests on them and they go to work, they're all business. And it's incredible how they, you know, can find whatever's out there. Because they actually trained on human scent.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they can find anything.
This is so impressive. I just think it's such a wonderful thing that you do for people. What are some tips that you would give pet owners to help make it easier in the event that their pet, you know, goes for that little vacation?
Well, a lot of times dogs will go missing from a backyard because of meter readers or a gate flying open. So we tell people we latch it.
Yeah.
That we put like a deadbolt or something that, because there are people out there that'll steal your dogs too.
Yeah,
but
sadly.
And, you know, it's good to have the chip, but like I tell people, the chip is not gonna stop a car from hitting your dog.
Right.
So a chip is a great way to, if the dog is found, to locate the owner, but also if a dog is stolen.
But even like a day like today when it's windy, it takes a second to look at your fences in the backyard to see if they're still up. And that second could prevent a tragedy, you know, just for taking that time to look.
Well, and then you have the jumpers too, right? The dogs that somehow decide that they want to scale that fence, and then they go, they break away. People let their dogs loose in parks and so on.
Yeah.
And then they see a squirrel and off they go. And it's
Or they'll bolt out the front door sometimes.
So what about the collar? You know, one of the things I have little ones now. I used to have bigger dogs, and we had some issues with our bigger dog and what they call wobbler syndrome. So I was told that it's not a great idea to have heavy collars and tags on these dogs all the time, especially even the little ones. So what do you recommend in terms of identification for animals?
Well, the chip.
No, not only the chip.
Well, I mean, with the immediate that you see, because not everybody knows if a dog is chipped until.
You can get the collars now with the dog's names embroidered on them. So there's nothing hanging down.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. The name and
your phone number.
And that's all you really need. Most people who have a cell phone are going to wind up, you know, keeping that number for a while. Tell our listeners how to find you, what to do, where to call, where to write, send packages.
The very best thing to do is to go to our website, which is ilostmydog.org. And all the information you need to do is right there. The way to get in touch with us, what you have to do, what steps you should take immediately, Everything we do is put on that website.
So but also the Facebook pages.
Well, that'll even get them to Facebook.
Yeah, you right from there, you just click on.
Our website has all our Facebook pages at the bottom of the homepage.
And Facebook, you post your dog in, and there's so many. We have, just on our Ocean County page, we have almost 11,000 people in the group.
Wow.
So there's
a
good
That's a lot of eyes.
That's a lot of eyes.
And if they share, then, you know, this
There's a good chance that dogs have been found within minutes of being posted.
Yeah.
Somebody will see, you know, your dog is lost and look at the neighborhood it's lost in and say, hey, I live in that neighborhood. Let me go out. Because the people that are on the page are all animal lovers. So they're going to do what they want to do to help.
And they're going
to
do the right thing. So let's talk about a couple of things.
You know, I wanted to point out, too, we do go out and we search for lost dogs. And because of that, on many searches, we have found dogs that were dumped. Because people do.
People stink.
You know, a family member dies and they don't want to pay the shelter to turn a dog in. They'll just open the door and let them go. And that's actually when we started becoming, we went for the 501c3 because we would take them in. Of course, I'd check to see if anybody had reported them lost, and they didn't. And we would get them shots and get them spayed or neutered, and we would keep them until we found them homes. And eventually, people would know that we did that, and they're bringing dogs they found to my house. And this, the expenses were coming out of our pocket. So we became a 501 where we could do fundraisers to get the funds to help more dogs.
Excellent.
Then we evolved that we now pull senior dogs or handicapped dogs from the shelters that are unadoptable, and they were a sanctuary for them. They will live the remainder of their life in our home, getting the love and care that they need.
Move over, Matt. You're losing bed space.
Yeah. I know, believe me.
They have their own room.
I bet. Oh, I did actually see some of that. One of the things that I wanted to talk about, because you know we always talk about the shenanigans that go on here during the break. A couple things we want to clear up. The idea of putting a dog's name on its collar, you don't feel that that increases the likelihood that somebody could steal your dog because they know the dog's name and the dog would come to them?
No.
No.
You know what? If somebody wants to steal your dog, they don't care what the dog's name is. They're going to steal it.
We've had that. We've had people find dogs, and that's when we did a little detective work, and we've gone to the houses, and I'm lucky I haven't gotten shot because I'll knock on the door
and grab the dog and run.
I've done that literally.
That's what we do.
They open the door, and I put my foot in the door.
That's my dog.
That's right.
And the other thing, Matt, you brought up too is we talk about fencing yards, but you mentioned something about people who live on the water. What happens?
They need to fence that watered property in, no matter how old your dog is or how long it's been in the house, because accidents happen. I can't tell you how many times we've been on calls where the first thing we did was look at the backyard, and there's no fence. There's a fence between the properties, but nothing to block the water.
And they live on the bulkhead.
Yeah.
And they just let the dogs out, and, you know, dogs are curious. And you let them out at night.
And they can only doggy paddle, like, just people can swim for so long. Yeah.
And then they'll say, oh, we never went in the water before. Well, you know, there's always that chance. If you had a child, would you leave it unfenced?
Absolutely.
No.
No, kidding.
The same thing.
How old is the child?
But the same thing with the dog. And if they fall in, they might be able to swim, but where are they going to swim to?
Right. They can't get back out of the water.
And that's happened a few times, and it's very sad.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing as we wrap up this interview with you. That the sad part is that sometimes you do find an animal, but it's no longer living. And that's got to be
It's not always a happy ending.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, that's got to be a tough.
That's why we get out there and we do whatever we can to find them before something does happen to them. And that's why it's very important to get them as soon as you can.
So get on as soon as it happens, sort of like a missing person. You don't have to wait 24 hours, right? Just get on the Facebook page, get on your site right away, call you, do whatever it takes. Debbie, did you have anything you wanted to say? Did you say you had a fundraiser or something coming up, an event?
Events coming up. Saturday, April 6th, for Paw's Sake at Allaire State Park will be there. We will be speaking on what to do if your dog goes missing and preventative measures so that they don't go missing. On Sunday, April 7th, at the Lacey Pet Value, we'll be doing our photos with the Easter Bunny.
Oh.
And you get a beautiful framed photo for $10.
That's
donation.
That's very funny.
Saturday, April 13th, we'll be doing the Easter Bunny photos at the Toms River Pet Value. And we're doing a joint venture with some other rescues and wonderful women that in a grand opening of a store called Bark here in Toms River, which is going to be antiques and collectibles.
That's fabulous. All right. Well, listen, we want to thank you so much, especially in this rain. We don't keep you from your task any longer than we have to. So once again, the website is www.ilostmydog.org. Matt and Debbie, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having
thank
us.
And hopefully our
us.
Listeners don't need your services, but if
yes.
they ever do,
yeah.
we know where to find you.
Thank you.
All right. So you take care. Be safe in
Thanks.
This weather today.
You too.
Bye-bye.